Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Guess what? It's Friday. Woohoo! Boy, don't you sometimes wait all week just for this day, this moment, this beer, this cocktail, that steak. Well, whatever mood zone you're into, we are here. I'm Deborah Lee. I will be giving you readings this evening using the psychic love, not the psychic love, using the personal prophecy card reading method that you heard in the intro that my grandmother taught me. Yay, those many years ago. And with me, I have Jim Bovagans, who is already working on a technical problem. Anyway, and no cussing on the air, Jim. Anyway,
too late.
I want to remind everyone that we're using ordinary playing cards. So these are not tarot readings, not Oracle, not any of the other card reading systems that are out there. This is kind of in its own class. It's in a place all its own. And of course, there are many playing card methods that if you go looking, you're going to find them. But this is the only one that I've used and that I've brought to the level that it's at after my grandmother taught me all of the principles involved. This method you can find in the book that I wrote that was published by Old Books in England. The title is The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. And it contains lessons. You can actually learn this method if you're a good one that is a good book learner. Otherwise, you might want to wait till my classes go live, and then we will work on it together. But anyway, yes, you can find that book at just about any online bookseller. Not sure about offline. So anyway, I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo, who cannot find the show on Facebook. Hi, Facebook people.
It's going, though.
Yeah,
they're watching.
It's recording.
They're watching.
We just can't see you. So we're going to keep working on that.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
And all of you blog talkers, we see you.
Yeah.
So Jim's going to talk to you now.
We want to remind everybody this show is for informational entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
That's our opening disclaimer. If you're international, Facebook or on the radio, Blog Talk Radio, calling in, let us know. We'll give you an international live shout-out, except right now, I can't be a Facebook live viewer on my computer. So you guys, I won't be there. Hopefully no scammers jump in because I can't do squat.
Can they do?
They can, like, report them or something. Or maybe that does something. First of all, let's just get going here, and I'll start playing with it after you start doing readings. 515-602-9676, that's a number to call in. When you call in, you'll be told that you can listen to the show while you wait. And if you hear the show, everything's working great. Got a few of you on hold already. When we do go live, please do the following if you safely and legally can. Get off the speakerphone. Quit using the Bluetooth device if you're connected with that. Turn off all the sounds that maybe you've been watching TV or whatever while you're on hold waiting. Quit multitasking, because that's what you also do when you're on hold and you're bored. You do stuff. Well, we get some stuff done. Well, please stop all that stuff. If you're in your house, preferably find a nice quiet place that you know is quiet and that has good cell phone reception. Because your phone call goes through the internet, through our computers, it comes out our computer speakers, and there is a loss of quality. Sometimes that can affect us trying to talk and communicate with each other. Two-way communication is going to be shut down. Let's see. Oh, tonight, it's Friday, so
yeehaw!
It's Rebel Card reading tonight. So at the end of your reading with Deborah, I will play that sound. That means you focus on me. Don't talk to Deborah anymore, please, because your reading's over and we've got to move on. I'll give you a rebel card. Card for the road, and we'll move on to the next color.
Yeah, good spot for me to remind everybody. These are not full and complete readings. These are a taste or a sample. If you need more, you can always hire me. Jim's going to put that into his little speech here. From my website, we'll connect. We can do telephone. We can do video call. We can even do email if it's your preference. So go have at it there, Jim. Are you done?
Yeah, you pretty much said everything. So I think let's go to our first caller.
I think we could do that.
First caller, area code 703, Northern Virginia, 703.
Oh,
welcome to the show.
I bet that's our little friend, not little, but you know what I mean. Our adorable
it's
friend.
It's your big friend, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How adorable.
How are you? Happy holiday.
Oh, God, I'm just thinking happy Friday right at this moment.
Word up on that, dog.
It's been a close week. So tell me, I hope it's good news.
Well, the people at this job, I guess they really, really like me. However, they say the girl's going to come back in February because she was opted to take another 4 weeks of vacation on top of her maternity leave. So she said she's coming back. But anyway, I had a phone interview today, and I guess she's interested in setting up a person interview, like a Zoom call, maybe either before the holiday or after Thanksgiving. So do you think that will go well? Because I know people are saying, I don't see a new job till February, but I don't know.
All right. First of all, I'm curious. Did the woman who is on maternity leave, did she have her baby yet?
Yeah, she came in the office yesterday. They had a Friendsgiving celebration. She came in with the baby. She had really weird energy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Just very standoffish.
Well, you are her temporary replacement, but, she might worry that you'll get it all sewed up and she won't have a job, which, of course, she's going to
have. No, the job, she can come back. I mean, she's on 4 months of maternity, and then if she wanted, she could take 4 weeks of vacation. But she said she's going to come back in February. But, I mean, who knows? I don't know. But, yeah, the people do love me.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. And, you can say that when you feel it. And it isn't always something you can feel. People can be snarky. They're clicky. You know what I mean? And it sounds like you maybe find a spot for you unless you really want to move on.
Well, if they find a spot, I have to probably move to Vienna. But the traffic is ridiculous, and I don't want to go to Vienna, but I want to stay local. But, yeah, the phone interview was good. It's like a contractor type person. They do contracts for the government or something like that. I can't remember what they do. But it's right here in Dulles. It's really like 20 minutes from my house as well. And she went and set up a phone interview or a Zoom for tomorrow. I said, tomorrow's Saturday. She goes, oh, yeah, it is. So either really early before the holiday or after the holiday. So I don't know. How do you think this job will line up with me?
Is everything good? The pay?
So far, so good, yeah. The phone interview was great.
Wonderful. I'm laying them out now. Folks, I forgot to say in the beginning, I am using a full 24-card layout. A lot of others that do shows kind of will pick randomly a few cards, but this is actually how I do your reading and when we're on a one-on-one session. So those of you on Facebook can get a peek at what it looks like. But also it's just my own preferred method where I can get a chance to see the playing field that you're on or the landscape of your life, kind of in general there. Let's see. What you got? Well, whoever interviewed you was very impressed with you, Andrea. Very impressed. Are you still with me? Okay, I thought I lost you.
Nope, I'm still here.
Yeah, was this a female today?
Yes.
Well, there's a male here in your cards, actually under Sure to Come True, which everybody knows I absolutely love that designation. Because I've not seen something there that didn't come true or that we didn't have the power to either sidestep or change. So it's a very hands-on type of designation here. He's going to super be impressed with you. This could definitely be who will call you back or who will be involved in the upcoming process. But I think it looks very good for you. And one thing that is jumping out at me is that you conduct yourself not only with professionalism, but you're very easy to work with. You're very friendly. You're a good team player. You know, you're not bringing your ego to work with you every day. And that's important because a lot of people don't realize they give off this essence of there's an I in team and there is not. So that looks really good for me. And have you told me before if you're involved with somebody? Folks, when I lay out your cards, if I see something that really seems significant, I'm going to mention it to you. Are you involved with someone, Andrea, if you don't
know?
No,
I wish I was. No, I wish I was, but no, I'm not.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to make a prediction for you that you are definitely going to either be in a completely love-driven, solid, committed relationship, or you're getting married. And I'm going to put that
My son's getting married.
My friend's getting married.
My son's getting married in April.
She's telling
you. Your son.
Yeah.
Turn up your hearing.
In April.
Oh, no. Well, I think this is a wedding for you because you're right there.
I'm going on that cruise in January for my birthday. So, like you said, maybe you're gonna, that's where I meet this guy. So
I would not be surprised. And, oh, it's looking like in the movies, looking across maybe a crowded dance floor. And you look and there's somebody special. And you both are gazing at each other and you're swooning. Yes, I'm a hopeless romantic. I can't help it. But it does happen. All right. And
yeah.
So as that gets closer, we'll have to look at your cards for your cruise.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Also down the road, I see you relocating. And it looks like quite a substantial move. And this could be due to a marriage, or it could have to do, does your son have any children?
Yes. Not yet.
Well, this could be you moving closer. Is he your only child?
No, I have two, but he only lives in Arlington, so he's only, what, a 45-minute drive anyway.
Yeah, that's not the one then. All right, so it's likely due to the marriage. So
okay.
I hope you invite us. I love to come to these things and say, I told you so.
Oh, well, if I do get married, you're definitely going to come.
Well, and also, I am sanctioned by the Commonwealth of Virginia to conduct a marriage. So,
okay, awesome.
Yeah, put that in your hope chest for the future. If
I will.
Don't even have those anymore. Oh, my God. All right.
All right.
Here's Jim.
Rebel card reading time before we move on. Subject is money.
$3 sign.
It says make it rain.
Oh, yeah.
Money. The monies.
Yeah. I think you're
going
to do very
money.
Well, Andrea. And I think your confidence and the mindset you have is so positive after what you've been through that you can't help but come out on the winning end. You can't.
All right. Thank you very much. We got to move on.
Yes. Thank you,
thank
Andrea.
You. All right. I'll let you know how it goes.
Sure. And have a great weekend.
The list, it grows. All right.
I've never seen you on here before like this.
All right. So that's interesting.
Did
219
you...
is Indiana. 219, don't care.
Hello
about that.
There.
Hey, how are you?
And doing well. And this is, who are
it's
you?
Alexis.
Oh, Alexis, yes. So, what's
so today,
up?
Today I made a new Instagram today.
Okay.
And why Elizabeth added me? Feliciano baby mama added me.
She added you.
Yes.
Added me on Instagram, yes.
Why do people do? See, I'm not that versed in Instagram, that kind of thing. So what does that say to you? What is that in Instagram?
It's like a Facebook. It's like social media when somebody adds you on Facebook out the blue. Like, why did she add me on Facebook? I mean, why did she add me on Instagram? I don't even talk to Feliciana.
Can she stay on the outside and see everything? Or does she have
to
be...
If I get it open. But if I don't get it open, I can't see nothing.
Is that your question for your reading? What do you want?
Yes. Why, what does she want?
I'm going to go up there and check this out.
All right.
Let me shut it down and restart it.
All right. So this is the baby mama, right?
Watching.
Okay. All right, I'm laying them out, and the silence is deafening.
Oh, sorry, Deb. I'm a little busy.
No, it's fine. I don't like to really chit-chat much when I'm laying out the cards.
Okay, that's fine.
I try to stay focused, manifesting on your question. But if people tune in and it's nothing but dead air, they might think we're not having a show.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Okay. She does not come in malice. She's not coming in any kind of revenge, retribution, nothing like that. She's just wanting to see what you share.
What?
Yeah, and I don't see anything untoward or on an agenda with her.
She's just curious.
She's just curious about you. Well, remember the situation that brought the three of you together. You know, she's laughing. Listen, it would be funny, wouldn't it, if she started to get a little bit of a attraction to you, you know? And stranger things have happened. But yes, I feel that's all it is. She has an interest in seeing what you're doing. How would she have known? Did you use your real name?
I just added the page on there, a new page. It was under no ID. And then I see because she wanted me to follow her back, but I didn't follow her back but then when I see she had zero posts, I'm like, oh, yeah, she probably just being nosy. And then I just deleted her. Because why would I follow you, you know? I didn't know what she was about. You know, you don't know what this girl might be doing.
Oh, when in doubt, right. Hit the delete key.
Yeah, women are messy.
You know, I see more money coming to you. That's a good thing that I wanted to mention, yeah. And I feel that he is really beginning to miss you. You know, in a sense. Yeah, he's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. You both were really getting a relationship going. And then, you know, all of this mess happened. And but he does think of you. I want you to know that he's very well aware of how you feel about him. Go ahead.
Okay, so that's why she probably looking at me because maybe she throwing me in her... She throwing him in my face. What's really going on?
Well, she may be following that old saying of keep your friends close, but keep your enemies even closer. How'd you find it?
I don't know how she found that page. That's funny. A brand new page.
It really is. It's very.
I don't know how she found that page. That's funny.
I hear me.
Okay.
No, we're doing stuff on our end.
Yeah, he's doing
technical
junk.
Stupid stuff.
Oh, well, at least, Alexa, at least you know she's not coming to cause trouble. And,
okay, so she might come back. She probably come back to apologize.
I don't want to go that far yet. Not just yet.
Okay.
It's going to depend a lot on her health journey, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I often wonder if people like, say, either one of them listen to you on the show. You know, I don't know. I don't know how far you... Yeah, they might. But you look...
So they are, so both of them are, so both of them are watching me.
I don't... Well, who told... Didn't somebody tell you that you were being... No, that's the other one that was being watched. I think just they're online with social media. Yeah, I think they want to see just how classy you are by not, you know, saying terrible things about them and whatnot, but you're not. So
I don't care. I was going to write something today. I ain't going to laugh before you said that. That's crazy. So I was going to write today, why is you watching me? I was going to write that on Facebook. But you just told me don't do that. So that's crazy.
Well, I think that you need to be on a higher level. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Show yourself with class. What?
Stand by.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. Well, honey, try to have a great weekend. You know, there's nothing wrong with sending him thoughts that you have, you know.
I tried to write him, but he never replied, and I don't want to start no drama. I don't need no chaos.
No, I mean mentally, emotionally. You know, just think when he comes to mind. Just you know what I mean? Just send out a nice vibe to him, unless you're still horribly angry with him and would rather kick his ass.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, honey, take care. And you call us again tomorrow night. I'm sure we'll be here.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Do we need to tell? Oh, we forgot to give her rebel card.
A card, yeah.
Oh, he's still here.
Yeah, I didn't put her on mute yet. So.
Okay.
All right, real quickly, let's see what we got here. It says, you are the best thing to ever happen to you. Go easy on your ass. Buy your own damn drink.
Oh, instead of having somebody else do it for you.
Yeah, because you're the best thing to happen to you. Not anybody else coming along to buy you a drink. Buy your own damn drink.
Damn straight.
Yep. You don't need any of them schmoes of Joes. I got big smelly toes. All right, we got to go.
All right, hon. Take care.
You see you.
All right.
All right. So we figured that thing out, and I don't know why that's so
You know
bad.
What, though? I absolutely went. It's always on both my personal Deborah Lee page, and it's also on the PLD page.
Sounds all right today.
Got it.
And I specifically went over there. I know.
All right. Well, we got to move on because this thing's still being an SOB, son of a fucking...
Why is it gone?
Let's just move on. Let's move on. 404. The show must go on. We're going down to Georgia. 404. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Who's on the phone with us?
Hey, this is Lauren, and I'm actually calling from Florida tonight.
Oh, okay. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wanted to know, if you, right now I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my partner. And they're not answering the phone. So I wanted to know if they were okay or if they were with someone.
Oh, okay. Oh, did you speak yesterday?
No.
Oh, so it's been a few days?
We spoke earlier, and their name starts with a K.
Okay. And you want to know if your partner has been with somebody? Or
if there was night.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times when our gut tells us that, it's one of two things. We're either being super insecure or the other person is doing exactly what our gut is telling us. So I'm going to look. Mm-hmm. Is it no good? Did we go down? Oh, he's not answering. I'll answer you.
So how long did you have your phone plugged in for?
Can't you plug it in now?
But it eats, when you go live, it eats power faster than it will get back.
Gabe. I forgot. All right. All right, hold on. I'm focusing on your cards.
Let's...
I'll have to go plug it in 5 minutes.
It's plugged in. We'll see what happens.
Alrighty then. So we are not speaking to the Facebook folks. And we can't tell them what happened.
Is it the room or, you know, the thing still there?
No, it says it's ended. That's why I had to get up and look. Keep saying it's ended. What do you mean it's ended? Oh, it did end.
All right. Just about ready here.
All right. I'm back now. You got my attention because I have no Facebook bot to worry about now.
And you can't do it on your phone?
Yeah, do what?
What? Yeah.
What the hell? Let's see what happens. Go ahead. You talk to the lady.
I'm sorry that we're having these technical issues, everybody.
But the cards did go down. We didn't stop the show. You hear a lot of more silence than normal.
I think that your partner is actually being faithful to you. I really do. Or they are a super good cat burglar, we'll say. Because I think they're just... busy, but you know what? Nobody should ever be busy that they don't communicate with their partner. You two don't live close to each other? No.
No.
Yeah, and that sometimes can be a real obstacle. But your cards are not showing any heartbreak for you, which if these were mine, I'd be looking around thinking, well, maybe this isn't the catastrophe that I think it is. So, yeah, I'm just not getting that vibe from your partner. And do you feel like there's another individual that, you know, is interfering with your relationship?
I'm not sure. Just check. Just hanging out with a friend or just purposely not answering?
Well, I think it's hanging out with friends, but I really don't feel that is a good choice that your partner is making, because it makes it seem like, what is that called? Like you're getting ghosted, you know, blown off.
Yep.
So, is that tonight or is that just
tonight? That it's just they're hanging out doing something. But you can't be ignored like that. Dan,
is
I
it,
will not be ignored.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is it what, honey?
Is it a female friend or a male friend?
I think it's male. But there's no feeling here. There's nothing indicating to me that there is something underhanded going on. So... All right, I hope this helps. We're going to give you a rebel card. Because nothing has actually transpired and taken shape, that's why the cards are seeming kind of obtuse about it. But if it was going on, these cards would be red hot right now. Okay, so I feel pretty good about it. But maybe you both need to set up something as a kind of a boundary or a rule, like, you know, let's not let even a day without communicating, you know?
All right, Robo card reading. And
you don't have any...
This is cold.
What is cold?
I'm cold as in I didn't listen to any situation.
That's all right. Go ahead.
All right. Here it comes. Time to let go. Move the F on.
I think that means in terms of your insecurity, my dear.
I just don't know because I was...
Yeah.
I just pulled the card. That's all I do.
You know, the thing is, until somebody, like they say in the law, until somebody is proven guilty, they're still considered not innocent, but what is it? Not guilty.
Not guilty, yes.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean they're innocent. Just means you don't have enough evidence to prove they're guilty.
Yeah, hit me up again. Like if you have the time tomorrow night, we'll be here again. Do this again, and we'll take a closer look. All right? Yes?
Okay.
All right. All right. Take care.
Okay.
All right, I'm Facebook. Welcome. You guys are being patient.
Are they coming back?
Oh, yeah.
How do they know? Oh, because
I see them saying hi.
Yeah, hi.
Rangi Pete Gawa. That's in New Zealand.
Yes, it is.
That's pretty international.
Very.
I saw Mike in here earlier, I thought, when I was looking at the camera, but, you know.
Billy boy?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, kind of. All right, well, let's go to the callers, because we have plenty. Let me get my bearings in the bearings.
Oh, you have to do your list again?
I don't know what you mean by list.
You always put them.
I've not been like that. So I've been a good boy. So let's go to that first person on the list, which would be 319, which the internet tells me is Iowa. 319.
Iowa. Hi. Are you on?
Hi.
Hi. Are you on the line with us?
Yes.
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
Hi. Very good. We can't remember the last time we had an Iowa call.
Yes.
Are you new to the show?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, welcome so much.
Welcome.
You'll find that we are relaxed. You're casual.
She has been listening for a long time.
Oh, how do you know?
She's been on the for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm not psychic. I just see a list of
I'm
colors.
Not even drinking, but it seems.
Well, you should maybe start drinking.
So what is your first name, hon?
My name is Nicole.
Nicole? All right.
Yes.
Well, since I have not read a reading for you as yet, give us a few details, like, are you single or married? Do you have children? Are you working? A little stuff about you.
Well, I'm currently in a relationship. I do work. I do have children. I have two children, a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old. That's about it.
Okay, and you're working.
What was the question?
Yes,
I missed it. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to know.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit, because I have to go
understand.
Into your reading with some sense of familiarity.
Yeah, you got to do that. It's brand new.
Okay, I didn't ask the question yet.
Okay.
The question is, within like a year and 6 months, I had two miscarriages and I had to terminate one pregnancy. So I want to know, why can't I hold a child?
Oh, I'm
Ooh.
So sorry. I feel
medical.
For you. Yeah, but I've had miscarriages. And they call it empty arms, you know, because you feel such expectation. And then such disappointment. So now I have to put out a disclaimer that I have no medical degree and I've got nothing in the way of the law.
Sure. Any advice we give here is not professional biases. No, if we
it's
ask,
just personal.
Intuitiveness based on the cards.
What are the? There was a glitch in the speaker. What are the ages of your children?
I have a 15-year-old girl and a 17-year-old son.
Oh,
now they're teenagers.
So you've been at this parenting thing for a while. Good for
you.
Yes,
a long time.
Since then.
Wow.
You know, I think they're even harder to take care of when they're teenagers.
Oh, God, yeah.
Than when they're babies.
Yes.
I mean, everything when
they're
babies.
So much.
Yeah.
When they're real little, you can put them in a playpen or put them in their crib, you know.
So you've had...
Yeah.
I want to be clear. Did you have had two miscarriages?
Yes.
And I think she said she had to terminate one, too, also. Is that correct?
Is that true?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I've had to go through that, too. Because they thought I had an aneurysm, and it was soon after I'd given birth to a baby, and they said, we can't do the testing as long as you're, because back then, MRIs, and I don't know what they do now, but I couldn't have the tests done, and they said, you already have three children, and they said, they need your mother, to have their mother, so I had to say goodbye. So I know whether it's elective or with something therapeutic, it's all the same, you know, as far as the loss. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm going to get off my soapbox now, and we're going to look at what you are.
And I actually could give another international live shout-out to Mike in the UK.
Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Okay.
Yeah. We broadcast simultaneously live on Facebook, and you probably maybe were listening, wondering what the hell we were doing. We were having some technical issues on Facebook. Blog Talk was great. Facebook.
Oh, wow.
and it was our fault. But anyway.
Metaphysically, I think that dark forces tend to screw with us sometimes with our technology. Yeah, because we're bringing light, you know, and
this one was our own.
Hope to,
we were our own worst enemy on this technical issue.
Okay.
We were. As in,
okay, very.
The lights are only as good as if they're charged.
Oh, that's right. I made the mistake.
Well, we made the mistake. I should have reminded
you. Both of you, I take accountability.
Yep. Hey, we're supposed to have each other's back and remind each other of stuff.
I want to ask you, are your biological children with the same father?
No.
Okay. Okay. Your partner that you are with now, is this one that has, I just need to know if he's a father of one of your other children.
No.
Okay. It is not your, for as far, okay, remember,
cards.
I've got to preface this saying.
Cards.
It is not medically certain, but I think it having to do with his,
his DNA, maybe the babies that are getting created got some issues.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not you. You've already proven that you definitely can bring good people into the world.
You have two living trophies out there.
That's right.
Okay.
I think it could be him. And
say that.
Of course, yeah, he may need to get looked at.
But and right now, technology is only so much they can even really do about that, too.
I'm seeing that in him will bear a child, a male, a son. It's a question of what his biology is doing, you know. But I am seeing a little boy here for you.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Been a painful road, obviously, though.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And after I would probably be afraid to ever try again. That's me. I'm not
that's me right now.
I don't blame you. I ain't even a woman. I don't have that plumbing.
Well, I want you to know what is God's will. I don't care how many forms of birth control you use. If you are meant to have another child, God is going to make it happen. I'm living proof of it. Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Well, and if it's meant to be, it will. Of looking at, you know, fertility issues or. But even then, I've got to tell you a very quick story here because we have to move on. But when I very first started making cards using this method, a neighbor called me and he said, "Could you come on over? I've got a couple of friends here with a big problem." And the friends that he wanted me to read the cards for already had a daughter that was like 19, 20 months old. She had been born plagued with a congenital heart defect. And this child had half a dozen surgeries. And as I'm shuffling my cards, that couple is sitting there and she is pregnant. And they had gone through all kinds of fertility, whatever they call it, DNA, gene testing, and they had been advised not to have any more biological children because this congenital defect was hereditary, and it would happen to each and every child. It's a long story short, she wanted me to read my cards and tell her if she should go and have the scheduled abortion the next week that they had set up for her. Well, I'm still with this and, you know, feeling very flamboyant, and I read the cards and I said, "Oh, no, you need to keep this baby. It's another girl, and she's going to be born perfectly normal." And I tell you, the hand of God has to be on my shoulder because that's exactly what happened. She did not have an abortion. She gave birth to when my neighbor came over and told me, I almost fainted because it was just so, overwhelming. So out there somewhere right now is a woman that's probably a grandmother. And she holds her life to a deck of cards. Part just fell to the floor as I was gathering them up. My grandma used to always say, if it falls to the floor, it comes to the door. I wouldn't be surprised in 2 months if you don't find yourself pregnant again.
Is that what that tube
yeah.
is? Two of clubs?
Yeah.
All right.
So
thank you. I needed to hit it.
That would be like a 23 pregnancy.
Yeah, it would. So, you know, listen.
Yeah.
Bring in the new year, baby. All
well,
right, here we go.
And yeah! Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
She's giggling.
Real quickity wickety. We got your Rebel card reading. Now, Fridays is, she's new. Fridays, every show we'd like to give some kind of a one card reading, different decks. A Friday, it's Rebel cards. These cards are kind of crazy. Half the cards I can't read out on the air. This one is love
okay.
is the subject, and it says, get some, give some. It will cheer your ass up.
So I guess that some sugar
yeah,
this weekend.
Pretty, pretty good advice for everybody
okay.
on this.
That's right.
Okay.
Now take care, honey.
Oh,
yeah,
thank
you.
You
know, we do a lot of shows during the week,
yeah.
and you're welcome to call
okay.
every single one. You don't wear out a welcome. You can only just call once a day, but you can call every other show we do.
Well, we'd love to hear you.
Okay.
Okay,
okay thank you. I gladly appreciate it.
And thank
take
you for
care.
Holding for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
All righty.
God bless you.
We're rolling. We're motivating. We're going to the next area code. Next caller is area code 614, which is in Ohio. 614.
Ohio. All right. Who's on the phone with us?
Hello.
Hi.
Tamika.
Oh, Tamika. We haven't heard from you in a bit. In a bit. Well, tell us how you're doing and what's on your mind.
Man, I was listening to that last one, and it almost made me ask a question about not my children, but my grandchildren. But more importantly, though, I'm wondering about my finances because I have been working so much so hard that I feel like a zombie and it's not going well. So I'm not sure what to do or what's going to happen, but I'm afraid I might lose my car or a few other things. I just don't know. My life has always been a roller coaster ever since I was born. So no matter how much I want to give up, I can't because he won't let me. So I have to keep fighting this.
We're supposed to, well, humans are supposed to
part that I go through.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me see now. Are you single? Are you with someone? I mean, do you have to just depend on yourself?
Pretty much. I mean, I'm with someone. My life has always been in two places. So I have the kid's dad on one hand, and then I have the boyfriend on the other.
Okay. Well, I'm going to lay out your cards. We don't want you having to give up anything. And talk to them when it comes to a life that's been a roller coaster. The way I look at it, though, and you might want to give this a try, I look at whatever we get being dealt in our lives is our enrollment in the University of Life. Now, some people get to take all those what they call bird courses, that you can fly right through. It seems like, oh, boy, she or he, boy, they have a life that's like a ribbon of silk. Everything good happens, right? And then there's the rest of us. It's like we have no shoes on our feet, and we're on this rough and rocky road with glass pieces, and, you know, we're just really trudging along, struggling. But if you think of it as, wow, I went to the University of Life, and I'm still going. And I've already got my bachelor's. I've worked on my master's, and I'm going to go all the way for my doctorate. Yes, I am. And if you do it like that, realizing that it's meant to teach you about life, and you can look at other people and say, I know exactly how you feel because you've lived it. You walked that road. So I'm going to look at this, but I have a feeling your cards are going to be filled with hope. And you deserve
it. You know, Because when I tell my kids that, they hate it. They always say, it's not about you, Mom. And I'm like, it never has been, though. And I say, you know, it's the only thing that I can say. I don't know what else to tell you, but reflect off of my own life and what has happened to give to you.
Yeah.
If you think that somehow it means that all I'm thinking about is me, well, I don't know what to tell you, but that's just how I know how to do it. So,
how are your kids, hon?
How old are your kids?
Oh, what kids? I still call them kids. So my son is 19, or actually 20 now. No, he's 19, but he's 20. He'll be 21 January 22nd.
That's what I do. And is that picking up others? Yeah.
Yeah, my second daughter, she just turned 24, and my oldest daughter is 30.
You don't sound old enough to have kids that age.
You can't go by
the way. Oh, my.
My spirit is still where they are, and they hate it. They're like, Mom, I wish you'd gray up and fatten away. Because people are always like, oh, my God, that's your mother?
Well, you know, there's two ways you can look at it. You know, you can be young at heart or can be immature forever, depending on which way you want to look at it.
Boring stuff.
Remember, they all think they're bulletproof in their lives. And they know everything. And I've learned that.
Oh,
I've even had to say to my kids, you know, hey, I'm 65. Somehow I dumb-act my way through my life as far as they're concerned. And boy, when they have a problem, they sure come to mama. You know,
right.
Yeah, I'm seeing that you should consider a change of employment in 2023, early part. You're not making what you're worth financially, okay? You're not. You deserve more. Do you mind telling us what you do?
I work security, and I work for two different companies, and one of the companies, I actually work two jobs within that company because I actually work in the state of Delaware, and then they send me to the state of Maryland 3 days out of the week.
Wow.
And for the other company, I work in another city, which is called Newcastle. So every day I drive an hour away to work, if not twice. So, yeah,
wow.
I'm racking it up and gas and full. You definitely got it.
Sure. And Jim, long ago, he was a security guard, and it wasn't making very much
money. Well, I was just the security guard of pavement pounder, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think,
some jobs don't. The last job that I had, I was killing it until I got into this stupid car accident because of this man, by the way, and that threw my life off. So now I'm not making as much, but I'm still making it in school, so that's good. So I'm doing three jobs and school. You figured that one out. So I'm up all the time, and I'd be lucky to get two hours of sleep.
Oh, my God, girl. You are strong, really strong.
Yeah, but I want to do this, proving a point, too. I'm proving a point not to my kids, but for myself. And because I do believe that they could still see. They always thought that I wasn't capable of being more than what I am. And I think sometimes that's what drives me. Even though that they're gone and passed away, it still drives me because people just, they look at me and they think, I don't know, like I'm stupid or something. And that burns me up. So I always like to prove otherwise.
You're really doing a fantastic job. You're just really hard on yourself, too. I think that deep inside you, there's a perfectionist. And it's hard when you...
It's like the world wants a perfectionist. You can't make a mistake in this world, it seems like.
Yeah, I know. It's a very unforgiving world. If you make a little slip sometimes, you pay the price bad.
Absolutely true. But I got to tell you... Oh, and I just lost it.
No, that thought is gone.
No, it'll come back. It's a boomerang. They always do. That, first of all, you've got a lot going for you. intelligence, your self-determination. I mean, I could sit here and tell you a whole list about yourself. One thing is you need to come back to this show so we can communicate with your passed away parents. We're able to contact them spiritually. And it's a revelation. You know, they're not gone. They're just in a different, they're in a different dimension. They're probably right next to you, but you can't tell. Yeah. So anyway, I would like you to do something for me as your homework. Try to put some hope and faith in front of you. Like walk with hope and faith. Let it be leading you. And we're going to read your cards again, and I'll tell you, we're going to see different things. Good things.
Keep calling back more often.
Yeah, and you know, these readings, I could tell you about the miracles. I do believe there's divine intervention, and I don't mean it's me. I'm just the vessel. I'm just the messenger. But I have actually seen miracles happen. Like the little girl was born perfectly normal. That blew my mind. All right, but we're going to give you your, Rebel.
Right, Rebel now. Card reading. The subject is you need a good effing cry. Get the ugly cry on. Let that shit go. Your soul will thank you. But every once in a while you got to
It's true.
Every once in a while you got to get rid of all those pent up emotions and then maybe you'll feel a little better.
And sometimes
stress of life.
Watch a tearjerker movie.
The stress of life can be like that.
When I've been really down and felt like life was kicking me hard, I would play that movie called Alive about the, what were they, from Paraguay, the soccer team.
And whatever, I think they were a rugby team.
And the plane crashed and they had to start eating some of the dead people. Boy, I'll tell you, life can't.
I think they crashed in the Himalayas. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It happened like in the very early 70s, didn't it, or late 60s?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, a couple of them or one walked out.
Two of them finally made them, we got to not live here forever eating people. They finally, they walked they found help.
Find something that is your, well, we'll call it like your panacea, the thing that soothes you. If you need to watch a good tearjerker like Marley or something that's going to have you bawling, that's a good release. It really is. Better than alcohol, drugs, you know, sex addiction. Just ridding yourself. Yeah. I'm sure people out there wish I was saying, you know what your prescription is? You need to go out and have as much sex as you can get. Anything that moves, have sex with it.
I don't know about the anything that moves in the heartbeat theory, but, you know.
Heartbeat?
The heartbeat bang it type old thing. All right, come on.
Well, I'm happy to hear you laugh.
Yep.
And I want to hear from you again, too.
Yeah, we do many shows a week.
Absolutely.
Know.
So don't be a stranger.
Yeah, some kind of spirit is with me, though, because when I get stumped on homework sometimes, all of a sudden I'll get the answer out of the blue. Like all of a sudden I'll just, after doing something over it for days, all of a sudden it'll just come to me.
I think you have a really smart spirit.
Somebody's definitely talking with me. They want me to succeed in the school for sure. Because I don't know how I'd be getting.
Damn Skippy.
And we're going to look at that for you, too. So keep joining us. It'll make you feel better, and I enjoy you
much. All right, come back now. We got to move on.
All right, darling.
Keep
we got to go.
On.
But don't forget about us. We're here.
We're going to area code 838. I believe in New York. You're right in New York, 838.
Oh, they're getting hammered.
Hello?
Hi.
She's on the other side. Might not be there yet.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We're doing well. What's your name, please?
My name is Alexandria, but I go by Allie.
Hey, Allie. Have we heard from you before?
No, this is my first time.
Welcome to you.
Welcome.
Yes, you only get to be a newbie once, and then you're part of the family. All right?
Well, I'm glad I'm part of the family.
Well, I want to ask you, are you where the snow is falling fast?
Well, you're in upstate. Is it there yet? Are you getting hammered yet in upstate?
Well, I am from upstate New York, but I live in California. So they are enjoying the snow, and I am enjoying 75-degree weather.
Her area code to live her, and she's not seeing the snow.
I think you were a smart lady doing that. Yeah. So would you please tell us a few things about yourself since you're new? I have to gain a familiarity for your reading. After you've had a few readings, you won't have to, you can even just say at that time, how about something just general? But right now, we need some specifics.
Very specific background and quickly and very specific questions.
Like, are you a single or with somebody?
No, I am in a relationship. I am 28 years old. I'm a full-time college student, and I'm a mom, and I also work, and I'm working on starting a business. I have a very busy life.
When do you sleep? And your question?
And my question...
Yeah.
Is what is my next couple months looking like, both
you can do it.
In everyday life and romantically?
All right.
Okay, so generally, what is it looking like? And then plus in the love world.
Love.
I missed the beginning. She was not. I thought she said she was involved with somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
With someone.
All right, I'm multitasking. She does. The blog talkers can't see, but we are also doing Facebook Live simultaneous broadcast, so I got to bounce around.
And if you are on Facebook, you can always join us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. And you
That's
gave
how
it a
I
watch.
Found you.
Oh, great.
Well, there you go.
Wonderful.
Yeehaw.
All right, let's see. You know, I can already tell with only having laid out, like, 7 cards that you are a very kind of happy-go-lucky person, that you really can roll with things. You know, you have resilience is what I'm saying here. To be doing all you are, you have to. You have to be able to, you know, be flexible and yet be strong, blah, blah, blah. First of all, yeah, go ahead.
Real quick, because... international shout out to Laura from Canada.
Hello there, Laura.
I don't know if she knew it. We had a lot of Facebook technical issues, so we didn't get to Messenger like we normally do.
Yeah.
But we're 99% sure to do another one tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, getting back to the reading. First thing, I need to caution you. There's a male here who's going to ask you for a loan of some money.
Hmm.
I would advise that... if you don't mind not getting paid back, then sure, go ahead. But realize you're never going to see that money again.
That's quite common.
Yeah.
Amongst acquaintances.
And children.
Just to cover all bounds. Could be significant others or whatever.
And it's going to make you angry because you're going to get all kinds of promises of, I'll pay you back next Friday. But I don't see that happening.
Yeah, okay, so that's somebody looking for a little loan, which is more of a gift than a loan. All right,
so
what else you got there?
I think the next few months for you are going to actually allow you to slow down a little bit. Well, we got the holidays, and, you know, and maybe you have a break in your education. But it's good for you to get some downtime, me time, you know, kind of like what you see on TV. Remember when Calgon used to take us away?
Oh, 70s and 80s.
Yeah,
Calgon, take me away.
They show the lady in the bathtub all the candles.
The bubble bath thing.
So give yourself some good self-care, all right? And another thing, romantically, it looks like your romantic life could use a nice shot in the arm with more, okay, I'm trying to see what my intuition's trying to tell me. About that. Just a moment here. I'm thinking.
First of all.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Yeah.
Then continue on.
All right. Like, make sure that you're getting enough satisfaction and a sense of completeness. If you have a partner that rushes through intimacy, tell them to slow the F down and become more adventurous. You know, things that will rev up your romantic life. And I feel that if you put a little in as far as ideas, creativity, that kind of thing, you're going to find this relationship is really going to thrive. So, all right. How are you, Jimbo?
Well, I am fine. How are you, Deborah?
Well, I'm ready for you to do your thing.
Well, all right.
Yeah!
I really appreciate that.
Well, stand by. You got a quick rebel card.
Yes.
On Fridays, it's rebel card only. You know, other days, you just have nice angel cards and stuff like that. But on Friday, and boy, if I read some of the cards in the rebel deck, people might not call back.
Because they're just in your face.
Yes. All right. This one says, you are giving too many Fs. Give zero. So maybe stop worrying is a rebel card way of saying. Stop worrying too much about everything.
Don't give
a fuck. You're giving too many.
No, I feel that. I definitely feel that. I tend to put everybody else's problems on my shoulders.
And yeah. Okay.
And I think it's saying every once in a while, say, screw everybody else. Time to look out for number one.
You've got to prioritize and put you. If you can't be first,
nope.
You're going to be no good to anybody else.
Nope.
All right.
Yep,
so
exactly.
You've got to keep, and your relationship sure has. All the earmarks of a great one. It just needs more inputting, or, you know, it's like you need more affection. You need more attention, and you got to give it to yourself first, okay? So then your partner, and tell your partner what you want.
There's a song that basically said, be good to yourself because nobody else might.
True. So.
All right.
All right. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Well,
call
thank
back
you.
Again.
Yeah, yeah, we
again
love
in the
you.
Game.
And enjoy all that California sunshine.
Where are you, northern, middle, or southern California?
No, I'm in Southern California.
It never rains
in
southern
California.
California.
That's
all right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
I don't remember who sang
take care.
That.
And come back often.
It never
yeah.
rains in southern all right, we're going to the next caller because they don't want to hear me vomit. All right. What sounds like wrong with my singing? 520. 520 is Arizona. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
You know what?
What?
My significant other, I came down here because he died and I had to clean out the house. And I've been coming to the house and working on it. And yesterday morning I came early before my coffee to get a stepladder out of there to take it to my neighbor, and I found that the house had been broken into, and there was a lady's hoodie that didn't belong to anyone I know, certainly not me, was there, and a man's jacket. I called the police, and we were looking through it. Container, like an office container where you put a metal kind of a metal clipboard where you can open the top and put, so they, that was there, and some rags by the, one of the doors, and a bunch of miscellaneous locks. And my question to you, Deborah, is, do I know these people? Did my former, I mean, he's dead, my significant other, did he know them? I mean, they took boxes and dumped it out on the floor. They left their jackets there, too, and they did a little destruction on the ceiling, so one of the ceiling panels is dangling, and I don't even know how they got into the house. The police don't know either, and I did security
yeah.
system in the house, but Deborah, can you see, did they know my significant other? Because it looks, I don't know. I have a humble opinion, a layperson's opinion, that I don't know if they were looking for something. They were just, they dumped a lot of stuff out of boxes. And then the police, I kept saying, was it this? Was it that? Were they looking for stuff? He kept saying, no, he didn't know. And he took all the stuff that I mentioned to you and he said he'd take it to the police station and do his research. Are they going to find them? Do we know them? I mean, how? Okay. I don't even know how they got in the house.
Well, all right. I personally don't think, and I would take this with a grain of salt, but I don't think that your significant other knew them close well enough.
Okay.
But there may have been a very argumentative relationship there, like neighbors, you know, others that your guy didn't get along with them. So, but I really think that how they got in, for one thing, does this house belong to you now?
Oh, it's mine. It was mine when he was alive.
Oh,
both
okay.
Owned it. It's totally mine now.
Right.
But I really hesitate to say they're coming back. I don't think they are. And I think they're squatters, like Jim said.
The fact that they left stuff there, they probably were hoping they could squat there for a while, but with all the cop action now, they're probably if not going to go back and get arrested.
Bangly and spangly, something you'd wear to a nightclub. That was there. I gave, you know, the police and I were looking at this stuff, and he took it all. Do you think he'll find them?
It's very possible, but I wouldn't hold my breath on that. In the face of what kind of crime is out there these days,
that's the problem.
Yeah,
they're not going to put the resources of the entire department on squatters.
Because if there wasn't like high priced jewelry that they're trying to fence, somewhere,
they're not going to do forensics and fingerprinting for squatting. They're not going to. That's too expensive.
Do you know that
some
can't even kick squatters out in some
states.
It
all depends if they've been there for a certain amount of time. Yeah, you're screwed.
Do you think they took anything that...
You know, that's what I'm scared about, because there were a lot of documents in there that... See, I was just taking my time looking through stuff and, you know, just organizing stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm scared of.
Did you see any repercussions from anything this time?
No.
Oh, the killer.
And did you change the locks?
Well, I have a security door on, and I put those security doors on after he passed. So nobody has the keys except me. And then the other thing is I installed an alarm system. I had a company come out yesterday, and they fully installed an alarm system.
Great.
So, and it's monitored.
The only thing I would worry about, I think, is identity theft. They could
God.
Yeah, you know, they could take some of these documents, you say, that, you know, a lot of times have all our information on them. And
right, and it depends on the intelligent level of the squatters. Some squatters aren't smart enough to be able to do identity theft. Some of them are looking for blank checks to try to write rubber checks, stuff like that. Some of them just want maybe get a whole ID card, so if they get pulled over, they can try to pretend to be somebody else and not go to jail.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't really.
You know, the man's jacket was pretty nice. It felt heavy, loaded. The pockets felt loaded. I don't know what they had. The police took it. The woman's purse was all spangly and, you know, spangly, like bangles on it. And so it looked relatively new. And the woman's hoodie didn't look torn up or beat up, you know, it just looked like a woman's hoodie. And I don't know. I just don't understand how they even got in.
Yeah, if they are doing this squatting for a living, they're very resourceful.
Well, so they're slick.
Yeah.
I've been reading stuff on the internet and news stories that they watch in a neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. If they're doing this for a living, they are. They're casing joints.
Yeah. And, you know, they could have actually, say, broke a window to get in and then had a company come out and replace
it. Or sometimes there's just ways, you know, the cops figure it out, but sometimes there's ways that they can get in and then cover it up real quick.
So let's see what your rebel card is going to say for you.
Yes, indeed.
I don't see any danger for you.
That's what matters.
I don't think they're coming back, they're but I think back. They may get phoned.
I think, yeah, they're not. I
oh,
get
good.
The phone.
Well, Deborah, you did say that for me to watch my bank account and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm wondering if this has something to do with it. Do you see them?
I don't really think so. Because unless your stuff was there, you know, but if you're really concerned, change the account. The banks are very good at doing this quickly.
And some banks, more than others, you can tell them, hey, I'm worried because you keep the tabs on my stuff, and they'll put some kind of note.
Yeah.
You know, all depends on what type of bank, how good they are customer service-wise.
Yeah!
All right, here we go. Another good one. Subject is love. Get some, give some, it will cheer your ass up.
That's what we just had.
Well, not just had, but we had it earlier.
Yeah.
That was way earlier. I'm not going to keep going through. So that's the card that came up, Deb.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Lisa, I don't think there's much there to worry about, or I would be sharing that with you. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Try to have a nice weekend.
You too.
Oh, we'll try. All right.
And it's always a disturbing thing when somebody gets into
it's
your...
It's a violation.
Yeah, it's somebody's there and they're... It's like, what are you doing? You don't live here. Get out from underneath my roof.
You just know they've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you leave stuff behind, that means they wanted to squat there for a while. You don't leave stuff
behind.
But
I don't think they're coming back.
Well, not now. No, yeah. No, the gig is up. So said that they have a big, massive squatter problem in England.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Remember when you were watching those cop shows from England?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they have a... Seems like they have a lot of crime too.
Well, they do. It's just different, you know. I mean, it's people are people. You know, you got honest people, you got people in the middle, and you got freaking absolute asshole criminals. No matter what country you live in. All right, let's take last, but not least.
Yeah, this will be our last call.
Yep, we're going to area code 917, great state of New York, 917.
Hello there.
Big city, Big Apple.
Oh, hi guys. Wow, I didn't think you'd get to me. Thank you very much.
Yeah. We had some technical problems, so we extended the show so those that were waiting so long would not get kicked to the curb.
So tell us, what's happening? Are you where the snow is?
Not yet, but I think it's supposed to happen tonight.
They're talking historic.
What's happening? I avoided going out today because it was a little cold, so I said I'll take a break. It's going to be a little better tomorrow.
Good idea.
All the snow. I'm banking on that it's not going to stick. But no, I'm looking out the window. Nothing's happening yet.
Well, good.
I hope it passes. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, when you live in that Buffalo area, right when you live east of all those Great Lakes,
that lake effect,
they're very, they know all about many, many feet of snow. All right, so what's your question?
Yes, please.
Yes. Well, in case you didn't recognize my voice, this is Kit Kat that
you
made up
for me. I knew you were super familiar. I just couldn't quite grasp the name.
It's been many moons.
Yeah.
Many moons.
So
Well, a lot's been going on. But what prompted me is I wonder if you can shed some light on what's going on with my sister and her husband.
Oh.
He's got something going on. He's in constant excruciating pain and has been going to different doctors and they can't find anything. And I think my sister's a little over the top because it's like she's so upset all the time. And she runs to him and she gives him massages and compression this and that. And, you know, it's like it's her. And I tell her, I try to say stuff to her, you know, take care of yourself and you're worrying too much and the stress of this is not going to be good for you and you're going to end up with more problems in your body. And she gets mad at me, and I don't understand. It's because I don't like him, which is true. I have a history with him, and that is a long story. He was horrible to me, and I react to that. And he tells her a bill of goods that, you know, it's all me. I was the one horrible to him, and he loves me, but I've rejected him. And she, that's the basics. She bought it hook, line, and sinker. I think deep down she's mad at me because I don't like him and I see through to him and she doesn't want to see him. Anyway, I have given her compassion and concern, and I've asked at times, you know, what's going on and what's the latest and what about this and what about that. But if I say to her, or if I don't ask all the time and I'm not like all upset, because I can have compassion and empathy for this guy up to a point, but you know what I mean? I can't, I'm really not that upset because I'm, maybe it's karma. I don't know. We're not my business, but.
My lady.
So anyway, but I don't like that she's treating me lousy.
Well, my lady has a theory about people that, prior to their passing, suffer a lot of pain. And he said it's a karmic shift, is what he believed, from when they were mean to other people, you know, throughout their life. It's like they're, it's like cleaning their spirit for passing.
Repenting.
She wants you to be so full of pity. She wants to really pity her. You know, oh, you poor thing.
Pity fool.
You know, that's what she wants. And it angers her that instead you're saying, hey, don't do all that stuff. You know, she's got to think about herself. But I think she's got a lot of regrets from over her life. And she fell for a lot of his narcissism over the years. You know?
Yeah.
I
don't think she sees it. I'm sorry. I think she's blind to it.
Yep. Absolutely. 100%.
And, you know, a narcissistic person will make everything seem like it's your fault. They're victims. They never do it.
They're angelic.
Yeah. It's like how he said he was always nice to you, but you were a bitch or something, you know, to him. That's his narcissism. He probably never saw that he was being, you know, a jerk.
A jackwad.
Mm-hmm. Jackwad. Yeah, and she is front and center in your cards that she is angry because she wants you literally to dash out there and help her. She wants you, and you know what I'm picking up? I'm hearing about him, the situation that he's dealing with his body, it's related in some way to fibromyalgia. That's the word that I keep hearing.
But we are not doctors, mind you.
It's like a blinking sign. All right. So, yeah, she wants you on the next plane out there because she's tired. She's tired. She wants help.
But here's the thing. I'm not welcome in their little condo. Because of him, he convinced her to tell me that, you know, this was years ago, and she invited me out then, but she was going to find a different place for me to stay because I couldn't stay there because my hours are so different than theirs and the place is too small. I would be in the way.
Well,
and it was, I know that was all him.
Yeah, it was. And it's because he couldn't win you over. You know, narcissists get mad at people that don't see through all the BS. And you did. You saw it all over through the years. You saw what a scam, you know, kind of like a scam artist he was. And she fell for hook, line, and sinker. But now it's like he's got one foot on a banana peel. And she doesn't want to have to go through this by herself. So she is, in a way, being very selfish, too. You know, it's all about her.
I'm starting to pile up.
We're going to have to give you your rebel card.
Yeah!
Call us again, Kit Kat. I've got a meeting I have to get to in 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, subject of your rebel card. Friday's is rebel card. They're not angelic at all. Don't believe every crappy thought you have. Thoughts can be sneaky, lying bastages.
Yeah. Well, right. Mm. But in this case, you are being...
it might not be that.
It's like you're being manipulated. She would like you to just fawn all over her like, oh, you poor thing. Can't believe you have to do all this. You know, and he's guilt tripped. So,
I
but the fact
that,
that
yeah.
yeah. So the fact that you're not falling for any of this is only making her angry. But you know what? She's not been very nice to you either for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So call us again, please. Oh, here. Yeah, call us again because we're going to have to run. Okay. Yeah.
All right, folks. We got a couple more people that joined really late. We are typically an hour-ish show, and we are, like, well into coming up on 90 minutes. We extended it because one of our other simultaneous live broadcasts had issues, and we were not giving our full attention to the Blog Talk books. We extended it, but we got to end it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
But we'll be here tomorrow.
We shall be here tomorrow and many other days during the week.
And if you can get your call in before we go live, I guess they give them 15 minutes.
At the 15-minute mark before the show starts, they actually open the lines for people to get in the queue. If you call like 16 minutes before the show, it'll tell you nah. But I think it tells you you can call back at 15 minutes. So.
Yeah.
The bottom line is get in the queue as early as possible.
Yeah.
That's the moral to this story.
And we will love to give you readings then.
Long time we love it.
You even have her on this computer? You probably don't.
Have who on this computer?
Madonna.
The show is over, say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. He'll ring over. All right, so bye-bye, everybody. See you tomorrow. Bye.